Hey everyone, welcome to episode 52 of the On the Rise show. I'm Alicia and I'm here with my co-host Molly. Today we're going to be talking about how to stop caring so much about what people think. Hey Molly.
Hey, Alicia.
Okay, so let's dive right into this topic. What do you feel about it? Do you still care what people think now?
I don't care as much as I used to. So most of the time I don't care anymore because most of the people don't do what I do, so I don't care that much about their opinion.
Yeah, like if I care, it's more to do with like insecurity of just what, if they think I'm doing well or if I'm doing poorly. Like I still to a degree care, but not enough to make me stop going after what I want. So when do you think you should and should not listen to others' opinions?
So, when somebody gives you advice who does have or who does or has done what you're doing or what you're aspiring to do and who has been successful at it, I would suggest you follow their advice or you at least listen to them. You can't ignore that advice. So that's one thing I would do.
And has that happened for you in the past? Have you found someone that you can really listen to their advice and follow it?
Yeah, so there were some people who I could have listened to, but I still didn't listen that much. I still did my own thing. But now, for instance, I'm really looking at what people did in the past and what they're doing now. And I'm still, I mean, I there was a phase that I didn't listen to anybody, but that's not smart too. I mean, you have to be if somebody just like did it and did something, you have to listen. So that's what I'm trying to do from now on.
Right. Yeah, because I used to be a little stubborn in the past and think, I know everything, I know what I'm doing. But yeah, you definitely have to be open to others' opinions, especially if they've already been there in the past. And there's a balance too, because some people like their opinion shouldn't be listened to at all. Because I have people that are in my life that are just always, whatever I'm doing, it's going to be a negative reaction. Like, why are you doing that? Like, you need to do this instead. So there's that too. And how do you respond to the negative opinions?
Yeah, I mean, I've done so many weird things, quote unquote, for that people don't understand that by now they're like there's not that much negative things anymore because they just like okay, here he's going again. But if it happens, most of the time I just look at that person and like imagine or see who he is and who they are, and most of the time that does it. I mean, I try not to let them get in my head that
Right.
much.
I agree. Because it's not worth an argument. I used to get in arguments over these things with like family members or friends or whatever who had a negative opinion about what I was doing. Because it's like offensive when when you're trying to talk about like a dream or goal and they're just being like a dream crusher or they're raining on your parade. Doesn't feel good. So yeah, but I think I've mostly moved past that and I just say what I'm going to do and I move on with it. So like, have you ever not listened to someone's opinion and failed after the fact?
That happened before, right? Like, I mean, like university, of course. I mean, my parents were always saying about studying and stuff like that, and that I was drinking too much or that I was partying too much. So I didn't listen to that, and I failed subsequently. So of course, that was a big I told you so. I mean, the I told you so's are still ringing in my ears sometimes. So yeah, that was one period that I didn't listen, that I maybe should have listened, but you know, I mean, it happened, so.
Yeah. And the thing with that too was that your heart wasn't really into going to the university. So maybe that was just your way of when you turned to alcohol or whatever else it was, that was your way of saying that because you felt the pressure to attend. So, I mean, I don't know if that's really a failure in itself. Like, I think you succeeded in the end because you went on to do something that interested you, which was Bitcoin, and that ended up being a success. So it's great.
Yeah, but I mean, people don't see it that way, right? I mean, we all look at like, for instance, events, and we all look at it from our own perspective. So they would still take that one event and look at it as failure. Whatever happened afterwards, I could be a president of Mars or something like that. They still would be like, yeah, but he flunked out of college. You know what I mean? Like, people look at their own that own event and look at it from their side. So yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
I just have to look at that fact.
Yeah. And it's just weird. Like sometimes people like hang on to things way longer than I'm holding on to them or even thinking about them. Like when I didn't graduate high school in time, I graduated 6 months after my class. Like that was brought up like 5, 10 years after the fact. My guys, I didn't even like I was over it after I graduated. Like what, how long ago was that? Like 12 years ago. Yeah, I was over that like almost instantly. I graduated and I was over it, but it kept being brought up again and again and again. I'm like, let it go. It's like kind of
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, there's one, I mean, friend, but he's not a friend anymore for reasons that will be obvious later. But he was like, he was always bringing up things from the past. But in a way, I was like, how is that even possible? Because I sometimes felt like he had written it everything down that I ever did. And when he failed, he could say, like, you know what, I told you this and I told you that. And I mean, that's very, very, very negative because
Yeah.
don't will never do anything else too. That's the thing. And like at first you're like intimidated because you think like, yeah, they have things figured out, but then you realize they don't do anything else. They don't do anything with their life either. So yeah,
Yeah, well,
that's very
yeah, and they're not putting themselves in like any type of position or trying to risk something or try something new. They're just doing the standard what they know, and that's why they don't fail because they're just following the norm. So yeah, if you're
yeah.
trying to do something different, you're going to fail at some point, and it's good.
That reminds me. I mean, I still have to mention him every episode of Gary Vee. He says something like, if you're 0 for 0, that's failing too. Because a lot of people think, yeah, I'm 0 for 0, I'm doing great, I haven't failed, but you haven't tried anything. That's the biggest failure of them all. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
because they're playing it safe their whole life. I think it's good to
Yeah.
take risks and experiment.
Yeah, 0 for 0 is the biggest fail in life. It's better to be 0 for 100 than 0 for 0. But anyway,
Yeah.
that was Gary V's quote, mandatory Gary V
Yeah,
quote.
that was a good one. So, where do you think most negative opinions come from in the first place?
Fear. I've told you before about my family. If I sit with my family and I talk about my extended family, my parents and their my aunts and uncles, it's all fear-based approach because they are talking about me or what I want to do, and they are like showing their fear in a way. It's always like, oh, but that is going to be so dangerous, and what if the markets crash and you don't have a job and you don't have insurance and you don't have health? No, I mean, that's it's all fear-based. Oh, and their thing, it's fear-based. So that's one big factor is fear-based, and the other big one is of course jealousy-based, right?
Yeah, that's for sure.
They're like, you're going to do something awesome, and if it works out, they're going to be jealous. So their standard approach is to like, yeah, but you shouldn't do that because, and you know what, try to get you out of there, try to get you to dream a little bit smaller.
Yeah, that's true. And initially, when you said like, did you have the same type of like mindset as your parents and then change later on as you got older? Because that happened for me, like because they're so
Yeah,
controlling.
for me. For me too. But the thing is, like, there's a saying that like a fish who lives in the water doesn't know what water is because he's so accustomed to it, he doesn't know what water is.
That's a good
That's
one.
the same thing. The same thing with me too. I was so accustomed to their thinking that I didn't know that was their thinking. I thought that was normal. Like
Yeah.
fear was normal. Jealousy was normal. Like in our family, we always like spoke ill of people who did something with their life, like entrepreneurs. I was like, yeah, but you know what I mean? Like achievement was like. Was like neglected or was seen as something evil, but I didn't know that was wrong. I just thought, you know what, that's how life is, or you know what, it's only after I grew up and saw other people and spent time with other people that I realized the power of like self-achievement.
Right. I mean, and you've achieved quite a few things. And I know you wrote a post maybe this last November about how the fact you were successful in Bitcoin and you eventually told your parents about it when they didn't even know what you were doing in your apartment. What was your reaction once you shared that you actually had been successful?
Yeah, I mean, look, that's funny too. I thought that that would change everything, that they would be like jumping with joy and like hugging me and crying and like, oh my God, you're so amazing. But what happened was like they were like, oh my God, that's so much money. Is that even legal? And then what are you doing with it? Are is it on a, is it in a bank? What happens if you lose it? You know what I mean? That was like, and then they're like, yeah, but that's still not a job. You know what I mean? Like they want security, they want like a steady income. They were like, and they couldn't believe what it was. And I don't even think they, you know, I mean, it didn't change anything. I don't, that's a lesson I know now, know that like results will not help, will and, not change their minds.
Yeah. And that's the crazy thing. That's why we can't care too much about what other people are thinking, if it's something, especially when it's negative, because there's no way to satisfy them. Every angle, any way you spin it, they're going to have an issue with whatever it is. So yeah.
Yeah, but that reminds me of a story. I mean, the guy, the sixth guy in Facebook was a dropout, college dropout from Edmonton, Canada. And he's now a billionaire, of course. And even still now, he's, I think, 45 or 50. If he comes home, his dad asks, like, when are you graduating? When are you going to finish up your course? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, my goodness.
I'm the most successful person ever, but they're... Yeah, I mean, doesn't change anything. The thing, I mean, what I realized for myself, because I don't want to whine or I don't want to complain that much, I want to provide options or, yes. or advice for people, is like, do what makes you happy. You know what I mean? Like, do it for yourself. Don't care about, like, if you're going to do, if you're going to try to achieve your parents, that's a game you can never win.
That's true. Yeah. And that used to be what I was doing too. Like, I was like, I just want to get to that point where they can say, I'm proud of this thing that you accomplished. And it's, you don't win at that game because there's always going to be something else that's needed to get their compliments or whatever, you know? So you have to just what's that for you?
Yeah. The thing is, the moment, like, we can talk about it now and I can pinpoint, very accurate what they're going to say and what they're going to do. For instance, I mean, for the longest time they were like, why don't you have a girlfriend? And then I had a girlfriend, then there was something wrong. I mean, like, knowing everything that you think is a step in what they want, they're always going to be something else that they then decide to do. That was so funny. Like, for instance, the other day, it was even I think 2 days ago, they were complaining about our niece, like her husband is like had an accident with his car, drunk driving and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to them and saying, like, why are we talking about this? That's like their misery. And why are we like, they were wallowing and like, it was like it happened to them. And I'm like, this is not, we shouldn't be talking about that because like, this is not our problem. And then they're like, yeah, you're right. And then they started complaining about me. So in a way, it was like, that was a bad move.
Oh my goodness, you focus on yourself. That's funny.
I mean, I should have realized that while they were not talking about me, that was great. So, but I thought like, let's not go too negative about them, but that backfired a bit. But yeah. Anyway, I mean, like, do things because you want to do them, because it will make you happy, and don't care about whatever other people say about it. Unless, of course, like we said in the beginning, if it's somebody who you really admire.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, we're the ones that stuck with all of our decisions and our life. Like, no one else is living that.
Yeah, that's because that's interesting too. Like, that's right what you're saying. But like, for instance, my parents, in some domains, I respect them very much, even because like, there's so that's, for instance, a domain that I ask advice about because that's where I mean. Like, it doesn't have to be all bad. Like, if someone can help you in a domain or achieve something in a domain that you want, that can help you. So, for instance, you could go to a billionaire and ask him advice about money and not about marriage. If he's like married 5 times, then you're like, okay, I don't need that side of you. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's important.
That's good. That's a positive way to look at it. Cause you can, you know, even though you said the other things your parents are saying, the marriage, that's a good point. Something you could ask them about. Go ahead.
Yeah. In a way you can, I mean, everyone can teach you something. Even if you have to, pick real hard or find real hard, there's always going to be an aspect of their life that you can learn something from. So that's also not something you can ignore.
That's true. You can even learn from someone just being a miserable person. It's like, okay, I don't want to be like that, so I'm going to be more positive.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's how I stopped drinking in a way, right? I mean, I was looking at the guys who were there like 10 years day in, day out in the bars, and I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to become that. So that was one of the wake-up calls that made me improve or made me want to improve and be better.
Yeah, that's awesome. And they say that the older you get, the less you care what people think. I had written a post before just about aging in general, and a lot of people got on there in their 60s and 70s and said they just don't give a crap what anyone thinks anymore, which I think is awesome. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, I mean, that's something you see very much, or that a lot of senior citizens have in common. They don't care about like consensus or peer groups or whatever, and that's awesome. Because like, I mean, for instance, I still have this. I still feel like if it's, for instance, like very very nice weather out there, but I feel like a little bit chilly, mm-hmm. and I take on like a sweater or something, and nobody has a sweater on. I'm like, oh my god, everybody, you know what I mean? Like, everybody's looking at me. I'm the one who's like overdressed. Uh-huh. But that's something you have to realize. Like, some of the senior citizens, they don't care. They just like dress however they want. They don't care about fashion. They just do whatever they want to do, and that's an awesome state of mind.
Yeah, just not care what anyone thinks at all. Yeah, true. So do you have any other thoughts on this topic today, on not caring what other people think, or not caring so much about what other people think?
Yeah. I read it on Twitter. Someone said, like, you know what? The problem with people today is that they don't find themselves anymore. Mm-hmm. They're on Facebook, they're on Medium, social media. They're listening to others, but they don't take the time to find out who they really are. Mm-hmm. They take the opinion from some random stranger on the internet. They take that for granted, or they take that as the gospel, let's say.
Yeah.
But they don't take the time to find out what they really want and if they're happy with what they're doing. And I mean, that's probably something we all should do.
Yeah, absolutely. Because everyone's looking at external sources to dictate who they are when they really should be looking within. So I think that's really important. Good point. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sami, go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying, like, I get why that is, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like you had to in the past follow or look at the herds to survive. So you were always destined to do what they were doing, and I still do. I mean, we're still copying things that work, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm still like not walking on my two hands in the street, and you know, I mean, like, things that work are good to copy, but you have to be very critical about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, I think that's a good place to end the episode for today. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed this one, please give us some claps on Anchor and follow us. Otherwise, we will see you tomorrow on episode 53. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.